USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. Meantime, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Democrat Justin Fairfax is denying sex assault allegations against him.
I met her at the convention. We met and talked, and I did not know her prior to. I was 25 years old, unmarried, a campaign staffer at the time, and we hit it off. She was very interested in me, and so eventually at one point, we ended up going to my hotel room. This is in 2004. She was very much into a consensual encounter.
Fairfax's aides say the Washington Post investigated the allegations about a year ago and chose not to publish the story. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Longtime soap star Christoph St. John has died. No cause has been given. He starred in The Young and the Restless for 27 years.
While I was walking around with a cane, learning Braille, living my life in a black hole, you're stripping down my wife, you're taking her to bed, and you didn't want to hurt me? How long has this been going on?
Jason Carter of Entertainment Tonight.
Christoph was known for his beloved character, Neil White, on Young and the Restless. He was a two-time daytime Emmy Award winner.
St. John was 52 years old. More than 3,700 active-duty troops are heading for the U.S.-Mexico border, which brings the total to more than 4,000. Their job is to put up concertina wire and provide surveillance for Customs and Border Protection. The surveillance mission will last until September. Critics have called the deployment political. Some members of Congress have questioned whether the border mission is distracting troops from fighting extremists abroad and training for combat. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers have made a record drug seizure in Arizona involving fentanyl and methamphetamines. With more, here's John Clemens.
The seizure is the largest in the history of the agency. Teresa Small of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells us what they found in a hidden compartment of a trailer that was loaded with cucumbers.
It also had about 300 packages of methamphetamine that weighed almost 395 pounds. So it not only had the fentanyl, it also had methamphetamine. Collectively, the dangerous drugs that were seized had an estimated value of $4.6 million.
I'm John Clemens.
This year's Super Bowl was followed by an announcement regarding next year's Super Bowl. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell holding a news conference on the morning after Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta to announce that Super Bowl 54 will be played at the Hard Rock Stadium in suburban Miami again.
This will be their 11th Super Bowl, which will be the most in the league, at least for a short period of time, till New Orleans gets another one.
Meanwhile, Boston will throw a Tuesday morning parade for the champion Patriots after Super Bowl 53. It starts at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.